It's VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Boomin. The EU and UK have reached a post-Brexit trade deal, ending months of haggling. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson called it a good deal for the whole of Europe, and EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen said the deal is fair and balanced. Next, the UK Parliament will vote on it. It will also need ratification by the European Parliament. The full text of the trade agreement is expected to be published soon. European Union fishing fleets will have to give up a quarter of their current catch in British waters over the next 5.5 years, officials said Thursday. Under the newly sealed trade deal, after a transitional period, access to the UK's rich fishing grounds would be negotiated on an annual basis. This represents a compromise. Earlier in the negotiations, Britain was pushing for an 80 or 60% cut in the EU share, phased in over only 3 years. Boats from the continent will also be allowed to work in British inshore waters less than 12 nautical miles from shore during the transition. But it's a tough pill to swallow for many fishing communities in northwestern Europe, which have worked in what are now UK waters for centuries. The kidnap of 344 schoolboys in northwest Nigeria had the appearance of an Islamist militant attack. There was even a video purporting to show some of the boys with members of Boko Haram, the extremists behind the 2014 kidnapping of more than 270 schoolgirls. But four government and security officials familiar with negotiations that secured the boys' release told Reuters the attack was a result of intercommunal fighting over cattle theft, grazing rights, and water access, and not spreading extremism. For more on these stories, please visit